Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We have a lot for this program. Today is the feast of St. Martin of Tours. I don't know if you know about him. He goes back to, he was born in the year 336 in present-day Hungary. He served in the Roman army in Italy until he left to pursue the monastic life in France. He was elected Bishop of Tours in 372, where, according to his biography, he was known for the humility in his heart and the homeliness in his garments. Martin traveled yearly throughout his extensive diocese, preaching, consoling, raising the heathen temples, raising R-A-Z-I-N-G, miraculous cures, visions, and prophecy attended his ministry. And anticipating his death in 397, Martin prayed, "Lord, if your people still need me, I do not refuse the work. Your will be done." There's a man totally given over. Use him as an example. Read about him, St. Martin of Tours. The first reading today is from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verses 1-11. "Hear, O kings, and understand. Learn, you magistrates of the earth's expanse. Hearken, you who are in power over the multitude and lorded over throngs of peoples. Because authority was given you by the Lord and sovereignty by the Most High, who shall probe your works and scrutinize your counsels? Because though you were ministers of his kingdom, you judged not rightly. You did not keep the law, nor walk according to the will of God. Terribly and swiftly shall he come against you, because judgment is stern for the exalted." When you have positions of authority, brothers and sisters, tremble in your boots, because you will have to render a greater accounting for what you did with what you've been given. "For the lowly may be pardoned out of mercy, but the mighty shall be mightily put to the test. For the Lord of all shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness." He's not in awe of our supposed greatness. "Because he himself made the great as well as the small, and he provides for all alike. But for those in power, a rigorous scrutiny impends. To you, therefore, O princes, are my words addressed, that you may learn wisdom and that you may not sin." Anyone listening to this program who has a position of authority, secular or religious, pay heed to this. "The mighty shall be mightily put to the test, for the Lord shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness. O princes," that's those who have exalted authority, "are my words addressed, that you may learn wisdom and that you may not sin. For those who keep the holy precepts, hallowed shall be found holy, and those learned in them will have a ready response. Therefore desire my words, long for them, and you shall be instructed. Let the word of God, whether you are the richest person on the face of the earth, whether you are someone on the face of this earth who holds a position of great authority, presidents of countries, of nations, governors of states and kingdoms, political leaders, whatever position you hold, brothers and sisters, you will be judged on what you did with what you have, and you will not be judged by the earth, though the earth may pass judgment one way or the other. The only judgment that counts is what the Lord gives. Tremble in your boots, those of you who are in positions of great authority. Use it well. Use it according to his name. Repent when you fail, when you seek influence, when you seek more power, when you wield power against those who are weaker than you are, when you are thieves, stealing from what does not belong to you. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, whether it's a small position of authority or a great position of authority over nations and kingdoms. Brothers and sisters, all of you at the United Nations, all of you in the American Congress, all of you in other positions of influence and power, please listen. Please. You who call yourselves Christian, please observe the commandments. Please. All of you who honor God, please serve Him. Then your people will be blessed. Then true honor will come. Stop whatever you're doing that takes you away, no matter how small your position may be or how great your position may be. You think it's not seen or known what you do, but every iota of what you think, say, and do is known. Please use any position of authority for His honor and glory, and not for your own. Psalm 82, rise up, O God, bring judgment to the earth. Defend the lowly and the fatherless. Render justice to the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the lowly and the poor from the hand of the wicked. Deliver them. That ought to be in the heart of every leader in every nation of this world, in every Senate, in every House of Representatives, by whatever title it's known, those who represent the people in some way, however small or however great. Defend the lowly and the fatherless. Render justice to the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the lowly and the poor from the hand of the wicked. Deliver them. And the gospel from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him. They had to, because they were unclean. They were not allowed to enter, not allowed to be in the crowds, not allowed to be near the gatherings of people. They were banished outside. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, now remember, they're staying at a distance, standing at a distance from him. But when he heard them and he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. In other words, fulfill the obligation. You present yourselves to the priests and they decide whether you're clean or unclean. And as they were going, all they did was cry out for help to the one they knew might be able to help them. They didn't care what other people thought. They yelled. They must have yelled at a distance to get Jesus' attention. Jesus would have known the cry was it in their hearts, but they didn't know that. But what he saw was faith. Might have come out of desperation, but it was faith. And he answered them immediately. They turned, and as they obeyed God, notice this, as they obeyed, they did what Jesus asked them to do. And as they turned in the direction of obeying Jesus, that's when the healing came. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. He wasn't even of the people of God. He was banished. Samaritans and Jews didn't meet. They didn't talk to one another. He was a Samaritan. This underscores that Jesus reaches out to all, no matter what our earthly divisions are. He reaches out to all. He looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. He looks at the intent. He was a Samaritan, and Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? And then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Notice, yes, it includes healing, but it's wider than your faith. Because you believed in me, even though you're not a Jew, you believed in me, and not only did you believe in me, but you rendered thanks. You acknowledged the source. This was not just good luck. You acknowledged the source of your healing. Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Not just saved him from a disease, but brought him into true life in God. Brothers and sisters, there's a great need for us to humble ourselves. We're proud, aren't we? We want to think we have all the answers. It's hard for us to bend down and say, Lord, I'm poor and destitute in this situation, my marriage, my relation to one of my children, situations in my workplace, situations among friends and acquaintances, extended family. Lord, I'm poor. I don't do this well. Will you please help me? Help me to reconcile where I need to reconcile. Help me to be kind to those who irritate me because you are, and so I should be. Help me to be merciful when I want to throw the book at them. Really, brothers and sisters, what God is asking us through all of these readings, he's asking us to be willing to love him and to follow him and to put our faith in him and to trust him, to trust him. And to learn, I'm going to say more about this tomorrow, to learn to give thanks, to learn to give thanks as a regular part of your daily prayer, even many times a day. Thank you for life. Thank you for health today. Thank you that I got at least enough hours of sleep last night that I can persevere today. Thank you for untying that knot in my life, that situation. Thank him all the time. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain that we need. Thank him. Let your life be a hymn of thanksgiving that rises up to God. That helps to increase your faith because, frankly, when you start paying attention to all the things you do have to be thankful for, something shifts in your mood and you begin to say, my goodness, there's a lot more that's good than the difficulties I'm dealing with right now. Because difficulties can overwhelm us and that's all we can see. But as Scripture tells us, render thanks to God. You can always find something to render thanks to God for. And it will change your attitude. It will change your heart, your spirit. Honestly, brothers and sisters, God has so much for us. Please pay attention to his word. Please read his word. Please conform your life to his word, that you may receive all the blessings that God has to give you. And he has many, many blessings to give you. Let's pray for one another, that all of us who listen to Food for the Journey may really grow in faith and gratitude. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.